have us to do. And I know that I'm nothing, but I thank God he's everything. And I just appreciate him for who he is in my life. And I think I might have mentioned here a few weeks ago, I was just really just thrilled. And I can't help it. I don't know about anybody else, but I can't get help but get excited just to think how good he is. When I really just sit down, if I just get to thinking about that, it just floods my soul to think just how good he really is. And I can't even wrap my mind around how good he is. But just when I try to think about it, boy, it just thrills my soul, and I just can't help that. And I tell you, I don't see how anybody that knows him on a personal level, on a personal basis, could not, from time to time, as Brother Jeff mentioned in preaching the other night about the Song of Solomon, about the love affair there, and that close knit and that relationship. And I tell you, somebody that really knows him in the way that I know him, I just don't see how somebody can just really just not, from time to time, just get broken and just get thrilled, and just begin to pour their hearts out, just begin to think on him. And I tell you, just amazes me, the love of God and just how good he is to us in spite of who we are. I think a lot of times folks think too highly of themselves, but I tell you, I realize I'm nothing. I realize I don't deserve a thing from him. But oh, how good he is, just how sweet it is to know that he's my Savior. And to know that, draw my last breath down here, that I've got a place in heaven that's reserved. And I tell you, I'm just as thrilled to know. I know that I'm going there. Ain't no doubt about it. It ain't something that I'm thinking I'm going to make one day or hoping that one day I'm going to obtain something. But I tell you, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that heaven's going to be my home, and that thrills me. It just overwhelms me. But you just pray for us tonight. I'll try to read these two verses and share with you that maybe that the Lord, not sure exactly maybe how this might go, but it's really just been strong on our heart. Nehemiah chapter number 2. And I'll give you a chance to get it, because we're going to read two verses out of this book. Nehemiah chapter number 2, we'll read verse 18. And then if you'll turn over to chapter 4 also, we'll read verse 6. This is really what we feel the Lord would have us to read tonight. Nehemiah chapter number 2, verse number 18. The Bible reads like this: "Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work." And chapter 4 and verse 6 reads like this: "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." That's what's really been on our heart, and we desire your prayers. I don't know how many of you have read the book of Nehemiah, but I tell you, I love the book of Nehemiah. Every time I ever read the book of Nehemiah, it seems like, boy, it just stirs my heart, my mind, just to want to do more for the Lord. If you know anything about the history of this book, Nehemiah was one of those that was carried away captive during one of the times of the captivity of the children of Israel. And he was carried away into the land of Persia. And he was the cupbearer there to the king, Artaxerxes there. But the Bible said there that there come a time when Nehemiah had asked of his brethren concerning the welfare of the Jews that was left of the remnant of captivity. And his brethren began to tell him about how that they were oppressed, and how there that the gates and the walls had been torn down of the city of Jerusalem there. The walls were all tore down. And that the gates were burned. The Bible said that there that Nehemiah broke his heart and he got in burden. And I tell you today, we ought to have a broken heart and a burden. Amen. And I believe with all my heart, the Bible teaches me there that Nehemiah that went in before the king there as he was his cupbearer to present him wine. The Bible said that he was a sad countenance, and that the king began to question him, saying, "Nehemiah, why are you of a sad countenance?" For the Bible said there that he had never before time been of a sad countenance in the presence of the king. But Nehemiah said, "How can I not be sad, knowing that the city of my father's sepulchres is lying in waste, and it's been desolate, and all these things have taken place back in my homeland? But I thank God that God put something in Nehemiah's heart, amen, and give him a burden, and God began to deal with Nehemiah, and I believe that God began to bless him as well, amen.
I tell you, first of all, before we ever see anything begin to build, I believe it's going to take a man with a burden, amen. I believe it's going to take a leader that's got a place in his mind, a place in his heart to see things do better, amen. I tell you, I don't know about you tonight, but I believe Welcome Grove Baptist Church has got a man that's a leader here that's got a burden, amen. I tell you what, I believe with all my heart, amen, it's going to take the right man, the right place, amen. But thanks be unto God for somebody, amen, that'll have his mind set, amen, on seeing things do better, amen. I believe we've lived into a day where a lot of churches, amen, they've got their four and they want no more. Amen, but I'm here to tell you tonight, there ain't nothing wrong with growing. Amen, but I tell you it's going to take some work. Amen. Some folks say, well, we don't want to get big because, amen, we'll lose power with God. Amen, I got news for you. Amen, God works in a multitude just as good as he does in a small crowd. Amen, I can take you to a church in South Carolina that runs about 1,400. I've seen them shouting. I've seen them running aisles. They run about 125 in their choir. I sit on the front and squall like a baby. I'm telling you, the power of God and the hand of God wants to bless his people. Amen. Amen. But old Nehemiah, the Bible said that he began to pray. Amen. I believe with all my heart. Y'all got a praying leader here. Amen. I believe that. Amen. But old Nehemiah began to pray. Amen. And God began to bless him. Amen. God even gave him. Amen. When he went before the king there, he requested timber and material. Amen. And the king put his stamp of approval on it. Amen. I'm here to tell you. Amen. The right man, the right burden. That's where to begin. Amen. On Nehemiah, the Bible said that when he got back over there to Jerusalem, that he got him a beast. Amen. And got up in the middle of the night. Amen. Didn't even tell nobody. Amen. What God done put on his heart. But he began to ride around the city of Jerusalem. Amen. Begin to weep. Amen. And get in travail. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight. Well, if we're ever going to see anything happen, amen, we got to get in travail. Amen. For if Zion to get in travail, she'll bring forth her children. Amen. I tell you, I don't know about you. Amen. But I ain't seen enough saved. I ain't seen enough done. I ain't satisfied. I want to know, I know that God's able to do more. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I want to be a part, amen, of his great work. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. But old Nehemiah, amen, and saddled that beast and rode around there by night. Amen. But then it come time there when he gathered all the people left there that was of Jerusalem. Amen. Begin to tell and share them all that God done put on his heart. Amen. The Bible said there, amen, that the people there said, let us rise up and build. Amen. I'm here to tell you, well, if God's people, amen, are ever going to get anything done, amen, it's going to take everybody, amen, around the house of God, amen, coming together, amen, get their mind set on seeing things happen. Amen. If you'll go and you'll read this third chapter, amen, you'll read family by family, amen, they all did their part, amen, certain places, amen, one built on the wall, amen, when you read down, you'll find another family, amen, they was over here, amen, doing a work, amen, I'm sure, amen, everybody couldn't do the same thing, amen, I'm here to tell you, but everybody can do something, amen, I'm here to tell you tonight, well, if we'll get together, amen, it's God's people, amen, get our mind up, made up just to rise up and build, amen, we can see the house of God, amen, begin to rise, and begin to flourish, amen, and get in a place, amen, where God would have it to be, amen, folks say, say, well, those days are gone. Amen. Days of revival are gone and past. Days of seeing folks saved by big numbers is gone and past. I'm here to tell you, as long as you got that attitude, you'll never see anything happen. But I tell you what, I believe upon the authority of God's word, if we'd rise up and build, we could see great things begin to happen. Amen. Yes, sir. You say, well, can it be done? Yes, sir, it can. Will we face opposition? Yeah, we will. See, the governors that was on that side of the river, it was in control. Amen. I believe one of them's name was Sambalot and the other's name was Tobiah. They had a third one. I can't remember his name right off. Amen. But they didn't like what was going on over there. Amen. Everywhere you turn, they was mocking, they was ridiculing. Amen. Even at one time, they said, what are these feeble Jews? They said, well, they once again rise up these stones out of this rubbish which is burned. Amen. Let me tell you something. Well, listen, God's able to build. God's able to work with material that we think's useless. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about you'll take somebody, amen, useless like me, amen, and put me in my place in the wall. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, thanks be unto God. He'll take the town prostitute, amen, turn her into the piano player. He'll take the town drunkard and drug addict, amen, make a deacon out of it. I'm here to tell you, oh my God, he's able to build, amen, with a material that don't seem choice. Why is that? Because the Bible even said about him, he was a stone that the builders rejected, and he was made the chief, amen, and cornerstone. Amen. I'm here to tell you, amen, if they mock Christ, if they made fun of him, amen, we need not expect nothing less from us. Amen. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, thank God. Well, thank God that God can build with some rubbish stones and some burnt stones. Amen. But you know our problem. Amen. Too many times. Amen. Even us in the church, we don't want to build with that kind of material. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. We want our children and grandchildren. We want them to be the ones. Amen. We focus on them. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, oh, it do us good. Amen. To focus on, amen, everybody. Amen. Amen. Most folks, when they build houses, amen, they call material. Amen. But thank God, God don't call material. Amen. For if he did, I wouldn't have had a hole. Amen. I tell you what. Oh, but thank God. Thank God. I'm glad that the wall can be built. Amen. From bad material. Yes, sir. From material that ain't the choices. Amen. God can do something with it. Amen. Old Brother Tommy Wakes, one of my good friends from Alabama, went on to be with the Lord in 2010. Amen. But one of, amen, he had on his flyers that he sent out everywhere he went and said, from the prison to the pulpit. I'm here to tell you, oh, listen, God's able to do it. Amen. Well, amen. You know what them old governors over there even said about the wall and it's being built? They said, even if a fox go up, amen, it'll fall down. Amen. We begin to build a church. Amen. It's got folks that ain't got the best reputation. They'll begin to make fun of you. They'll say it ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna take. But thanks be unto God. Amen. The God that I serve, amen's able to put some mortar on them stones. Amen. That'll take. Amen. He don't dab it with untempered mortar. He don't do a temporary fix. Oh, but what he does, amen's permanent. And what he does, they'll get the job done. Amen. Not be, might not look too good sometimes. Might not be the prettiest thing. It'll get the job done. Amen. Well, listen. Whoa. But we've got to have a mind to work. We got to have a mind to get the job done. Amen. And bear out. Amen. In spite of opposition. Amen. In spite of ridicule. Amen. In spite of everything else. Amen. We got to have a mind to get the job done. Amen. The Bible teaches me that they worked. Amen. That they didn't even take their clothes off. Amen. Except to wash them. Amen. I tell you what. It takes some sacrifice. Amen. Amen. To get things built around the house of God. Amen. But you know I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. Just as much as I do. Amen. You can ask somebody to go and do something. You can start a visitation program. Amen. It might last for a little while. But a lot of time it fizzles out. Oh, why, preacher? Folks ain't willing to sacrifice. Folks ain't willing to do with that. Things they think they've got to do. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I've invited folks to go with me. Amen. They'll say, oh, I've got a family and I can't leave them. I tell them, well, I got a family too. Amen. But you know what amazes me? Along about deer season. Amen. They'll take trips to Canada. They'll take trips to the far west. I like to hunt deer too. Amen. But you listen to me. Don't tell me you can't do this when you can do stuff like that. That ain't sacrificing for the kingdom of God. Amen. But listen to me. Oh, if we're ever going to get things done, we got to sacrifice the things that think we're things so important. Amen. The building of the wall. Amen. The doing God's work. It's got to be above, first and foremost, over everything else. Amen. They didn't even take their clothes off except to wash them. But, oh, it's amazing the stories I've heard. Had folks say, well, I can't make long trips and travel. My back gets to hurting. But you let them have to do something they want to do. It'd be amazing the strength they get when it goes to pulling the bass boat back on the trailer. Amen. It just amazes me the strength that they get when they want to do things they want to do. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something what amazes me. Amen. In spite of health problems. Amen. Times when I don't feel good. Amen. I can get up here. Well, listen. Amen. Feel like I'm wore out. I feel like I ain't no good for nothing. I feel like I'm wrung out. I couldn't stand and say five words. Amen. But oh, thank God. The Bible said the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. I'd rather wear out, wear my body down, doing something for God than anything else in the world. Amen. Times when I've had the flu, didn't feel like standing, I stood. I ain't bragging on me, I'm bragging on him. But he didn't put off our clothes, Brother Jeff, except to get them washed. I believe they heard up fast as they could. Change, got another saying. Listen, not only that, but the Bible said the enemy was so war against them so much that it got to a place in one place where the Bible said they worked with one hand and had a weapon in the other hand. That they worked and they had their swords girded on their side. Now I'm going to go ahead and tell you this tonight. Amen. It won't work tonight unless you stay with God and stay with His Word. Amen. His Word, the Bible said, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. If we try to do it any other way, amen, it amazes me the way folks try to build churches. Amen. They go against God's Word. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The only way we're ever going to last, the only way we're ever going to make it, we got to have that sword girded close to our side. We got to stay with this thing scripturally and do what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. They said, well, you want to build your church? Start having some rock and roll concerts. Get some of these famous Christian rock people to come in here and you'll pack this place out. That ain't building the wall. That ain't getting the wall built. Some folks don't like that. You know that? I made mention here, there's a guy, he's a mechanic shop foreman over there. We work our municipal garage is right next door to his. He's supposed to be a preacher. I ain't never heard him preach. Don't know much about him other than the life I see him live right there at the city of East Point. I seen him one day, had his doors of his SUV open, had the vacuum cleaner out, and he was vacuuming out his car. He had this rap music blaring, I'm talking about it was blaring, it was crazy. Even the lost guy, now listen, even the lost guy that's a foreman in my office sat next to me was over there shaking his head. And I'm going to tell you something. I went over and I had to talk with him. I sat there. I was trying to do payroll. I had other things to get done. And I was sitting there, boy, got to stirring on my heart, stirring on my mind. Somebody said, well, you ought to mind your own business. You ought to stay out of it. Let me tell you something. When God gets a hold of you just right, you won't be able to keep your mouth shut. Amen. I tell you, I walked up there to him. I said, let me tell you something, brother. I said, I thought you was a preacher. What's that you listen to? He said, you ain't listening to the lyrics. I said, I can't hear the lyrics over the beat. I said, I tell you what, gospel rap, do I throw it in the same place with gospel cussing and gospel pornography? Yeah. There ain't no such thing. Amen. I like what Brother Jeff mentioned the other night. Amen. The ship will do good when it stays on the water. But when the water gets in the ship, it'll go down. Amen. Can't bring the world in. Boy, he didn't like it. He got hot. He said, you're supposed to be a prison minister. You're supposed to have a prison ministry. You're supposed to be this and that, and you live in a narrow-minded life. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay with this word of God. That's how narrow-minded I am. That's what Brother Joel Alexander, I've heard him tell a bunch of. He said, that's how narrow-minded I am. I'm going to stay right in the lids of that book. Amen. Amen. There's some of this stuff I'm like David when they put Saul's armor on him. Amen. Some of this stuff just don't fit me just right. Amen. It ain't been proved in the battle no way. I'm going to stick with what God said. I'm going to stick with what it worked. It's got me through over and over. And it'll do it again. Amen. It'll put the enemy to flight, no matter how feeble it may seem in the eyes of the world. But boy, that old guy, he got mad at me. I walked back to my office. He came over stirring up stuff while I was trying to do payroll. Then he got some of the lost guys stirred up, got them on his side. They were talking about, well, I just thought it was just a message was the most important thing. And I thought, Lord, I done upset a wasp's nest this morning. Boy, I got all kind of people upset. I said, well, I tell you what, there's more than just words. Amen. Amen. If I get here and I witness to you out of one side of my mouth and I'm cussing out of the other side of my mouth, what's it doing? Oh, it's just a message. Ain't it? No, it don't even make common sense. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. God's got a particular way to put the thing's got to be done. We got to stay with it. Amen. But you know what? I got praying about that thing. A couple days later, the old fella did. He caught me on my way into work one morning, caught me coming across the parking lot. And I could tell he had his head down. He came over there and he said, EJ, I want to apologize to you how I talked to you. Now, I tell you, them other guys, it done already messed up a bunch of stuff with the lost guys we was talking with anyway. But I tell you what, it did make me feel a whole lot better. At least he had enough nerve about him to come back and apologize and say he was in the wrong. He might not have done it in front of open people and let everybody know he was in the wrong. But I tell you, it made me feel a little bit better about it. I had a little bit more confidence in him anyway. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. Well, the Bible said that the people had a mind to work. And they said, oh, the law was joined together. Why? Because they all had a mind to work. They all decided to rise up and build. In spite of adversity, in spite of persecution, and everything that was done, they said the wall, built with the wall, and all the wall was joined together. Not just bits and pieces of it was joined back together. It said all the wall was joined together to the half thereof. Why? For the people had a mind to work. They made up their mind. They set it in their hearts that we're going to see this thing through. We're going to do something about it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to say this. I believe it with all my heart. Welcome Grove Baptist Church. It's one of the most spiritual churches around here. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be coming over here with you. I'm going to tell you, it can be better, though. Let's don't ever think it can't be better. I've heard Brother Jeff mention this before. I know he said it before. He ain't big on numbers. He knows about growing the church. A lot of times it's spiritual growth. It ain't always in numbers. But I'm telling you what, we can grow both ways over here. I say we, and I know I'm not a member. But I want to be a part of it, amen, if you'll allow me to. I tell you, I appreciate it. As I said at the onset of the message, it takes a man with a burden. And I can tell you, I believe with all my heart you got one tonight. And I can say that because you got a man with a burden that cares for my family, even though I ain't a member. You tell me that means a lot to me. I don't know about you. But it means a lot to me that I can come to him just like he's my pastor. And he cares for me just like I'm one of his. But I tell you what, we've all got to get a place where we've got a mind to work. Get up and say, let's just build and see things happen. Let's see things grow. Let's see people saved. Let's do our part to go out in the highways and hedges and get some of those rubbish stones that's been burned. Some of those folks that are hurting. Invite them to come into the house of God where God can make a difference in their life. You say, we don't want folks like that around here. We'll start having things missing. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what you'll have. You get folks like that around here that can hear good preaching. Amen. It comes from this pulpit. Amen. God can make a difference in their life. Somebody say amen. You get folks like that in a house where you got cookies and cornbread and chocolate chips and you got all this other stuff. Yeah, you better have something to worry about. But when you got them where you offer them the gospel, that's what's going to help them. Then we can see a difference in their life.
Won't have to worry about them running off with an air conditioning unit. Somebody say amen. Won't have to worry about them trying to get a hold of the piano player. Talk her into leaving with them. And I tell you what, God can still work with rubbish stones, burnt stones, folks that need help. I was in that position. I don't know about anybody else, but I sure was in that position when he got me. When he saved me, he got the very bottom of the barrel. He had knocked all the dust out of the way. He got me and put my, I found my place in the wall. And I'm thankful for it tonight. I know it wasn't a whole lot tonight, but I tried my best to do what the Lord had me to do. Say, well, it wasn't a Wednesday night message. Well, it was what I had in my heart. I tried to do my best to do what God had me to do. A lot of times, Brother Jeff, he was talking to me. He said, well, he said he had enough confidence in me to ask me. And I'm going to have to share this and just be honest. He said he had enough confidence to ask me that if I'd be honest, I'd tell him I wouldn't have, didn't have something. 9 times out of 10, if I tell him I don't have something, most of the time it means I do. But I love you tonight, and I appreciate you. And I just ain't, one just to want to jump up and preach every drop of a hat. And I ain't one just to try to jump into things just for every opportunity. But I tell you what, when God gets a hold of me, gives me that unction from on high, I can't help but preach sometimes. And I appreciate the opportunity tonight. I really do. And I don't mean to go on, but y'all, Brother Jeff, the service is yours. Y'all can rise to your feet.